A famous zoo in northern Colorado is about to close, but the animals and creatures on display are made from old scrap metal and will be sold to those who want them. KUNC's arts reporter Stacy Nick spoke to the owner of the Sweatsville Zoo about what he hopes its legacy will be.
If you didn't know it was there, it would be easy to drive right past the Sweatsville Zoo. Only the tippy tops of the castle towers and a wiry-looking sculpture peak above Harmony Road from the sloped driveway next to a Costco. But things were a lot different when owner Bill Sweats and his family first began farming here.
In 42, when we came here, and well, for a number of years after that, Harmony Road was just a dirt path. We had this farm and a ranch just below the South Dam, and we run our cows back and forth with horses.
As things changed around the farm, Sweats began changing the landscape too, and it all began with a little bird made of scrap metal.
The neighbor had one that he'd picked up at a garage sale or something, I don't know. And I thought, you know, that's cute. So I come home and build it, and shoot, there ain't no trick to this.
One sculpture turned into two turned into 10. Now, 35 years later, the Sweatsville Zoo is home to more than 180 crazy creations, ranging from a life-size giraffe to a two-headed dragon and a 10-seater bicycle.
These are my spaceships, or some of them. The big space gun up on top there, it captures moonbeams and turns them into plasmatic nuclei, and that's what fuels my spaceships.
Now, how do you come up with this stuff?
My mind never quits, and a lot of this stuff shows up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll wake up and I'll have it all figured out.
All of the sculptures, including the two dragons that stand guard at the entrance to the zoo, are made of recycled parts, mostly from cars and farm equipment.
I'm not saying junk, you know, recycled parts. Like the main body of this was a big truck rear end, and the legs are off of a front suspension out of a pickup. The heads are oil pans off an engine.
An estimated 15,000 people visit the Sweatsville Zoo each year. There's no admission fee, only a box for donations if people are feeling generous, and the gate is open daily, from sunup to sundown.
Did you ever think about doing admission, or?
You know, this is supposed to be a hobby. This isn't a business.
But now it looks like the sun is setting on the Sweatsville Zoo. On the corner of the lot sits a for sale sign. 2 years ago, Sweats had a heart attack. It's been harder to work on the sculptures since then. And as developments pop up all around the zoo, he says he sees the writing on the wall.
We're inner city now. It's not home anymore. Yeah.
How does that feel?
Not good. Not good. You know, it's just not fun anymore. You can see Costco, Walmart. I mean, I'm getting pushed out, and I'm tired.
Oh, it's kind of sad. It's really sad.
After years of driving past it, Shannon Miracle of Eaton is visiting for the first time. The favorite item for her two-year-old twins, Carson and Judy Lynn, the giant wind chime.
And the kids are at an age to where they get amused by stuff like this, and they're thrilled.
But it's not just kids that enjoy the zoo.
Very nice to meet you. You're very creative.
Thank you.
That's pretty amazing what you've done.
It's been a while since Ken and Jennifer Weigel have been to the zoo, and it's the first time they've gotten to meet Bill. The Eaton couple brought their three grandchildren to see the sculptures.
This has been a landmark for a while, for as long as I can remember. So definitely a piece of history. Need to find some kind of foundation or somebody that would preserve it.
Sweats hopes to find a good home for his sculptures, too. He'd like to donate them to a park or a museum, somewhere where they can continue to be loved. But he's also realistic about their future.
Yeah, I'd like to see them all together, but my gosh, there's 180 of them suckers, you know? So it might be two or three parks. I don't know.
As Sweats sees it, the zoo that bears his name has been a wonderful part of his life for 35 years. Now it's time for a new chapter. And as he sees it, there's no sense worrying about what you can't control. It's kind of like one of his sculptures, a take on the traditional wishing well called the Worry Well. The sign on it sums up why he created the zoo all those years ago.
We want your visit here to be uplifting and happy, so throw all of your worries, depression, hurtful thoughts, unpleasant moods, negative ideas, unhappiness, etc., etc., in here and enjoy yourself and everyone around you.
Stacy Nick, KUNC, Fort Collins.